Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
On paper, at least, the two richest economies in the EU are also among the smallest, Ireland and Luxembourg. Our economy relies on technology and pharma, of course, but it's also a major player in fund management. And our biggest European rival to lure those big global pension funds is Luxembourg, whose regulator might be seen as more relaxed as our central bank. Both nations have been accused of being tax havens. But are they? Quentin Verle is the head of portfolio management at the Luxembourg advisor Six Monks, which specialises also in cryptocurrencies. Good morning, Quentin.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, we'll come to the difference between the two jurisdictions in a moment, but is Luxembourg a tax haven?
No, it's not. And I believe it's also not the case for Ireland, especially when it comes to investment fund, because in Europe, there are no country who tax the fund directly. The taxation is always at the investor level and not at the fund level.
Okay. Now, Luxembourg didn't have a huge financial crash like we had in 2008 and 2009. How come?
I'm a bit young to answer this question. I believe Luxembourg had less dependency on its local market. Luxembourg is smaller, so it's more dependent on cross-border businesses, and I believe they have the advantages to not depending only on their real estate market.
Yeah. Whereas we were very dependent on property buying and selling and lending to companies that didn't have the money. Now, Luxembourg and Ireland have a lot of similarities. They're both high wage cost economies. Both have large fund management sector, which makes a lot of money on fees. In some cases, the fund management sector charge up to 20% of the upside or of the profit. That's a lot of money to charge, isn't it?
It is, but you have to understand that this money is shared among a lot of actors. You don't have only the fund manager or the portfolio manager who takes this money. He's in a position where he have to work with in a collaborative way with different actors. For instance, you have investment advisor, distributor, people who bring capital in are also negotiating highly those fees. So it's generally 20% off to the portfolio manager.
Okay, it's still a large chunk. Now, we worry a lot here about our over-dependence on foreign direct investment, especially from the United States.
Yeah.
Is that a worry in Luxembourg?
No, it's not. But I believe this worry is not with the fund business, or at least in my opinion, it should not be, because the fund business is a global business and you need to have dependency, or maybe the word is not good, but you need to work with various actors around the globe to make your fund function. And in this instance, you can't work alone. Luxembourg and Ireland have been successful in the fund business because they are working with cross-border business. Mm. And that's the only reason why they have strived against France, Germany, or other big countries.
Mm. And Luxembourg specializes in active fund management, whereas Ireland's a lot more passive fund management, which tracks the likes of the S&P 500 or the FTSE 100 or whatever.
Yes, indeed. But I believe that both countries would like to also strive in both type of strategy.
Active and passive.
Active and passive. So passive means that you follow only an investment trend, for instance, a basket, an index.
Mm-hmm.
And active means that you make investment decision actively. Luxembourg have been quite good in the active strategy, indeed, is getting most traction. But Ireland has been very good at getting the passive strategy here.
Your company, Six Monks, specializes in crypto assets. Now, for many people, that is still very much the Wild West of investment because it doesn't have normal regulation. And only this week it emerged that a Chinese fund bought $300 million of Trump coins or the crypto coins. But we don't know who that Chinese fund is, nor what they want for that money, because Donald Trump will personally benefit from it. Are you not worried about dealing in those kind of assets?
So we are not dealing with this one in particular,
of course,
ourselves. However, crypto was the Wild West, but it's less true every day. We have every day more traditional finance player who comes in. And when they come, they like to apply the framework they know. And in Europe, we have been lucky to have MiCA. MiCA is European regulation who do not directly handle regulation on crypto asset except for stablecoin. They put regulation on the crypto asset service provider, the one who provides services around crypto. So tomorrow, an exchange where you can buy your crypto will be regulated under MiCA in Europe and will put regulation on the actor who sell you the crypto to make sure that the actor have a good regulatory framework around them.
Very briefly, is Europe over-regulated? The Draghi report seemed to suggest that it is.
I believe that crypto is not yet over-regulated. I believe crypto is learning to be regulated. And for European market, we really have an opportunity here because for once, Europe was the first to move on this topic and have done it, in our opinion, in a good way. And we have a chance to be advanced compared to US, which are still waiting for their regulated framework around crypto.
Quentin, merci bien for coming in. That is Quentin Verle, the head of portfolio management at Six Monks in Luxembourg.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.